Hi, good afternoon. Dr. Schneer dictating a 12 EKG on patient David Gallo on 9/25/25. Mr. Gallo performed a 12 EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with a first degree heart block period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. Period and paragraph compression. First degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Rowland. And this goes to Dr. Kontos, K-O-N-T-O-S, on 9/25/25. Mr. Rowland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/19/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lena Rowland. This goes to Dr. Kontos, K-O-N-T-O-S. On 9/25/25, Mrs. Rowland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/19/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change period. Thank you.